Hey, happy Halloween Wednesday to you with Prairie Public Music News. I'm Eric Dethridge. Kick out the jams, two words I can't say on the radio. The MC5, Detroit's punk prototypes, who made their incendiary, highly influential debut record 50 years ago at the legendary and long-closed Grand Ballroom in Motown. Well, to mark the occasion, yesterday in front of a packed, sweaty crowd of 250 that included retired Tigers and Dodgers baseball legend Kirk Gibson, the MC5's Wayne Kramer and an all-star backup band that included members of Pearl Jam and Soundgarden, which he called the MC50, kicked out the jams at Jack White's Third Man Record Studio in Detroit. Kramer also paid tribute to his original bandmates, three of whom are no longer with us, including singer Rob Tyner. And by the way, being Jack White's store and all, a vintage 1970 lathe cut the show live to acetate, setting up a Kick Out the Jams 50th anniversary record that'll be out early next year. How cool. Well, speaking of 50-year anniversaries, I mean, come on, 1968 was arguably among the most important years in rock and roll, and that was the year that the Beatles released their double self-titled album that we better know as the White Album, officially on November 22nd, and to mark it, there's a new video out there for the song Glass Onion, you know, the Lennon-led track in which he references other Fab Four songs like Fool on the Hill and Strawberry Fields. Well, the new clip features rare footage of the band as animated photos, films, and sketches are brought together to create a new poster, which was put together by Paul McCartney and art director Richard Hamilton, and you better believe there will be a 50th reissue for the White Album out soon that includes remixes of the 30 original tracks. An all-star lineup will pay tribute next month to late Frightened Rabbit singer Scott Hutchinson, who reportedly took his own life back in May. Tiny Changes, a celebration of the songs of Scott Hutchinson, will happen at Rough Trade in New York December 5th and will include performances by Ben Gibbard of Death Cab for Cutie, The Nationals' Aaron Dessner, and Craig Finn of The Hold Steady. Proceeds will go to a mental health charity set up by Scott's brother Grant Hutchinson. Birthdays today, October 31st, U2's Larry Mullen Jr., Johnny Marr, X of the Smiths, King Ad Rock of the Beastie Boys, and Johnny Mueller of the Fabulous Thunderbirds. And that's a wrap for music news for Prairie Public. I'm Eric Dethridge. Have a spooktacular Halloween and rock on.